Hey everyone, this is James coming to you live from the Yes Year podcast. Just wanted to throw out an awesome shout out to Wicked Good Cupcakes. They are an affiliate of ours that we just recently joined up with. And I got to tell you, we tried their vanilla birthday cake and their cookies and cream cupcakes, and they are awesome. Just beautiful. I mean, the taste is just awesome. The way that they ship to you is awesome. The pricing is awesome. Everything is just fantastic about them. I highly, highly, highly recommend them. I think that if you are looking to send somebody a gift, a thank you, a birthday gift, a just thinking about you gift, or even for yourself, this is just the product to do it. It's a ready-to-eat cupcake in a jar, comes really, really cute packaging. And again, just I cannot say enough good things about this place. So definitely hit them up. You can follow our link. If you go to the yesyearpodcast.com, click on our store's affiliates page. You can find the link there for them. And that way you can go and get yourself some product and just, you know, just eat it up. Or again, like I said, send it as a gift. Thank you, everybody. Hello and welcome back to the Yesteryear podcast. My name is James and I'm here with co-host Beth. I didn't have a song this week. Couldn't think of one to sing. So it's just a bland beginning. Figured you'd be all right with that. So as always, if this is your first time joining us, thank you for taking the time to listen. If you are a returning listener, thank you for your continued patronage. So this week we are going to way back in my childhood reviewing The Dark Crystal. I got to tell you, Beth, this is one of those movies that I watched a lot as a kid, but I had to watch it all the way through to make sure that everything died because I actually had a fear of the majority of the creatures in this movie. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And it usually freaked me out. It also confused me for a while as a kid as I just didn't get it. I didn't understand it because I was just young. I was a wee lad. So I do remember being taken as a kid by my Aunt Penny, I believe, to see this with my cousin Kenny. Kenny, Penny, whatever.
Creative.
Yeah. every summer, we would usually take summer vacations to see family. And while we were there, we would do stuff like this. And so one year, we went to see this. We also went to see The Black Cauldron. And the reason I remember that's a Disney movie,
yeah,
is because we stopped and got at the farmer's market and got frutas, as they say. And then she got gas and she somehow spilled gas on her leg while she was pumping it. And she had it just on her jean. It was like on her leg. And I remember these things. So
it's important.
You know, it feels important. So, last week, being a 2-hour episode, which was an awesome episode, by the way. I did listen back through it, and you were just fantastic in it, just so you know. I have a feeling this one's going to be a little bit faster because it's a short movie. It goes relatively fast. Even watching it again was just like in and done, in and out. So, questions for you, of course. Initial impression of what it was going to be. Like, you did want to watch this. You were like, I want to watch Dark Crystal.
I wanted to watch this instead of the other one.
Just in instead of.
The other one, it was instead of, like... I thought this was going to be spooky. Everyone was all like, oh, it's creepy creatures. It's horrifying. Nah. So, I gave it a 3-letter word. Starts with an M, ends with an H.
Is it meh?
It's meh.
That was your initial impression?
Yeah.
Meh.
And, I mean...
Oh, no.
Because, I wanted to watch it that week, and then so much time had already passed, and I was like, eh.
And then you lost interest of it. Well, I mean, it didn't come in. We couldn't watch it if it didn't come in. And by the way, just a little throwback, you brought me an empty box to watch.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Where was the disc?
It was on your table. I was freaked out. I didn't know where it was. I was like, ooh, and I was afraid it was going to be in your computer because I didn't know what you watched it on.
No.
And I was like,
well, my computer doesn't have the disc thing. I can't put disc into this.
But I thought it has a disc on
it. No, it has a it has the hole, but there's nothing in there. Remember, because I put a disc in once, and we just heard it jiggle around, and then we had to slide it back out.
I don't remember that, but if you're telling me that, I'll believe you.
Yeah, that's why I was really disappointed, because I use this computer a lot, and I was like, man, I can't watch movies on this.
Huh. Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, and you took a look, and you were like, yeah, there's nothing in there.
That doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not going to test it out. If you're saying that,
then it's funny.
We're good to go.
You put it in there, just jiggle around, then shoot back out.
I remember that.
Because I was like, man, am I doing something wrong?
No,
I'm just, not. There's just nothing. There's just nothing. A hole.
What are you going to do?
Complain.
I'll listen. I'll listen. So not exactly excited. Did you bother watching the trailer or just went on to it? That's fine that we're not doing that
anymore. I woke up and, well, it just seems like one of those things that's, I feel like trailers shouldn't define a movie because, yeah. I mean, you can get really excited for a trailer and then the movie sucks.
Or vice versa. Yeah.
So I just feel like it's going to ruin it for me. And especially like now you have trailers that are remade or you're not sure what's exactly the real trailer. And so they'll tell the entire movie.
Right.
In the sense of trying to get you to like remember it. And I don't, it just ruins it a little bit for me because then I go in it thinking that that's what the movie's going to be like. And it's like, meh.
Okay.
So I don't
That's really, fair.
Yeah.
The Dark Crystal was released December 17th, 1982. So I was literally about to turn 5.
God, you're old.
I know. You have to drop me off at the home after we finish recording.
You're on your way out. The Grim Reaper is next to me. He's not here for you.
Oh no. It's an adventure fantasy. What makes the movie really unique is that it's all Muppets and puppets for the most part, as I am sure there are people in costumes as well. But, I mean, for the most part, it's Muppets and puppets, man. It was directed by Jim Henson and Frank Oz, who brought us all kinds of wonderful movies and television shows. Labyrinth, I believe, is one of them, with the Jim Henson Factory, which was our first movie that we ever did. The story is about a Gelfling embarking on a quest to find a missing shard of a magical crystal to restore hors d'oeuvres to his world. The voice of Jin is performed by Jim Henson himself, while Catherine Mullen voiced Kira. Frank Oz also did the voices along with many others. The movie had a $15 million budget, and it ended up grossing over $41 million, so a financial success. Overall, people loved the movie. They loved when it came out. They love it now, and it helped launch Jim Henson and Frank Oz even further into mainstream of entertainment. The movie has, of course, become a cult favorite and continues to entertain as it holds up pretty well. I mean, there's nothing... It is now what it was then. Does that make sense? There's nothing... It's Muppets, man.
Yeah.
You know, I put this movie on because I had asked your mom if she had ever seen it. I was like, have you ever seen this? And she's like, I don't think so. And it came on and she saw the character. She said, she saw Jim Henson. She said, is it Muppets? And I said, yeah. Yeah, of course. And she said, well, that answers your question if I've ever seen it or not.
I like Muppets. I think about the Henry the Hipster all the time.
I know. Somebody was supposed to make him for you, I thought. I thought your friend was making
him. Who knows?
Hmm.
I don't have him, is all I'm saying.
In your possession is not Henry the Hipster.
Yeah. I want to get a shelf right here.
Yeah.
And, like, just put things from, like, you know, like get things that represent each episode.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Little things.
Have 45 things if we did that.
Right. And then it just goes on. I mean, they don't have to be too big. They mean little things.
Yeah. Just something that represents each episode. That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah. I was looking at a poster off topic.
If we get posters, I only want it to be of beautiful settings.
It was going to be, it came up in my Facebook and it was all of the Mario plants, the 4 Mario plants. Have you seen that? Like, one's the fire plant, one's the little white thing and it's got its mouth open, the other one's the other plant, and they're just 1, 2, 3, 4 plants all next to each other. And I really liked it.
That's it?
Yeah. It was just a picture of them in a frame, those four plants. Yeah.
You remember we were going to get the Animal Crossing one that was the dude, and he had like this album cover, but it was like the background we really liked, and we didn't get it.
I know.
I want paintings like that. If we get them, I want it to be like that. No exception. Like the one over there. Except not with the alligator eating the cow. That was put on the painting.
That was put on. Somebody painted that.
Yeah.
And I added to it. And that one day that person's going to be like, they're going to see it in like the background and someone's going to be like, I didn't put that in there. Yeah. I don't know. Is that illegal to do? If you add on to somebody else's art? I mean,
you can take it off.
So it would be okay?
So hypothetically, it should be okay. It's not like it's a national treasure. You're not defacing anything. If you bought it.
Yeah.
To a degree, then it's yours.
I'm looking at the frog up here from Mexico that you got me in his face, and I feel like that right now. I love
it. You know those like memes where it's like, what kind of, and that gives a character, are you feeling today?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the shelf. Which of your little presents are you feeling today?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like the, you see the polar bear up there who looks like he's high?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Just because?
I'm just tired and squinty.
Nice. All right. So, we'll jump into it. Like I said, I don't know that it's going to be an entirely long episode. I do like how the movie starts off with some sweet music, in my opinion. I liked it.
Go ahead and sing it.
Mariah.
That's pretty good.
Do you like that?
I don't know if it's accurate.
I don't think we should have started the episode with that. People would have been like, are they summoning demons?
What movie is this week?
Latin. Terry shows up from the gate.
Oh, God, no. Mom bear.
Is mom
there? Suddenly there's a dead dog on the table.
Shoot. Every time
it's real because they used a real one. That smelled awful.
You know it did. It smelled like somebody's like, God, it
smells like dead dog.
Dang, it smells like a dead dog. People are like,
I got a story.
What you got?
So I used to have a hedgehog and I was at a friend's house all day. And I got home and I opened my door. It's my room, and I go, wow, it smells like death in here.
And it was.
But, like, I literally said that, and then, like, 0.3 seconds looked over at the cage and was like, oh, no. Say psych. But I Uno reverse it.
You're throwing cards at yourself.
I'm like, no, I want to close the door. I was like, man, I can't be alive. No. What am I going to say to my mother? To go downstairs.
It didn't work out well.
I did not know. Rest in peace, Benji.
Rest in peace, Benji. Huh. So, in this movie, there's a backstory given about how the land used to be good before the crystal was broken and how the Skeksis took control while the Mystics took off.
The Sexies.
They're Skeksis. They're not Sexies. You're stupid. There are only like 10 Skeksis left, and the race is dying off.
Rip.
The narrator tells that the Skeksis used the crystal and the power of the sun to replenish their life force and cheat death. So we see the ceremony happen, and he tells how new emperors must take over.
That's how I do, except without instead of a crystal, it's a toilet plunger.
And that renews your life?
Yep. Nice. I stay internally young. Actually, it just makes me age. 20 years, every time.
Your little hands get all sunken in, like in the movie.
Yeah, look, ready?
The narrator tells that 1,000 years ago, when the crystal cracked, that the Mystics also hold a ceremony, and they are a dying breed as well, and that their leader is dying as well, the Master Mystic. A lot of narration, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. When I first saw this, like, I'm 5, bro.
It's damn near a book.
There was a lot of narration going on. There's this, and also this, and this. And I appreciate that they were trying to lead.
I didn't hear any of it.
She said, your eyes just start to glaze over like a fog.
I said, So my here's how my notes go for this. I say a sum up of what's banging, what's hanging.
So then we meet.
That's how all my notes are this week. They're really good.
I like that. We meet a naked little Gelfling guy. Did you notice he was naked?
No, I did not notice
he was naked.
I was not looking that hard at the puppets.
Well, I'm not.
Freak.
I
maybe really too excited about this episode.
No, I wasn't necessarily excited about it. I just realized he didn't have any clothes on. Does that make sense? I was like, wait, where's his clothes? Oh, he's naked.
No, I just saw him playing the... I said, what is it, Jin? I said, Jin is the chosen one who plays banger music.
He does. That would be cool if he played that.
That's gonna be a recurring theme throughout the rest of this episode.
Nice. Yeah, he is. He's the chosen one that lives with the mystics since his entire family was killed by the Skeksis.
My next note line is Master is dying, lol, peace out.
Nice. Jin goes to see his master who was dying. You're right on point. The master mystic tells Jin about how the prophecy tells of how he must find the crystal shard to save the world.
It's, you know, this made me think of if one of us, like, maybe, perhaps, hypothetically, you were to be a small boy child who walks into a cave and sees an old man and he says, it's your destiny, here's a sword.
That came out after this.
Well.
Yeah, there you go. It's dangerous out there, take this.
These nuts.
These nuts. My God.
Sorry. It came into my mind. I was like, man, that's really funny. I'm going to start laughing. I might as well just say it.
Might as well just say
it. Because then they're going to ask me. And I'm going to be like,
what were you thinking about? These nuts. That's awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, old man. I'm turning the console off. I got the wrong version.
Instead of a sword, it gives you decent.
How am I supposed to fight with this?
What do I do with this? And he's
you know, if someone shows up to a fight and they throw that at me, I'm backing away. I'm not fighting this battle.
Yeah, I'm out.
How many of those you got?
I'm out. I didn't sign on for this.
Peace out. Like the master.
It's like the master. So he says that if he doesn't, then the Skeksis will rule forever, and then tells him to go see Agra to help find the shard. Back at the Crystal Castle, Skeksis gather to watch the leader basically die. That guy. Yeah, the whole time.
The entire time. That's what I put. I put.
Did you like how the other guy was like, I hate your whining?
He's like, shut up.
He basically does. Yeah, so the Emperor tries to cling to life and then dips out and crumbles into dust. You're like, I'm scared. And then...
These things were where it was at in this movie.
Yeah. At the same time, the Master Mystic starts to twinkle and fades out Yoda style. I figured you would like that. When I knew he was going and I'm like, oh no, Beth is going to see this and be like, I swear to God.
Hate that so much. Literally, who sits down and thinks, well, God, make him one with the Force, so let's just make him disappear. Like, he wasn't even injured. Man is just peaced out in that movie. Obi-Wan just dipped.
Yeah.
He said, this is all I had to do. Bye.
Yep.
What the hell? He still had some life in him.
Yeah.
He didn't even get stabbed up or anything. He just dipped.
Kylo Ren did. Sorry.
How dare you?
He brings her back to life, and then he's all, ah.
And the people in front of us were all looking back at me, like, all crazy. So I was like, son of a bitch, you better not. I will leave. I will leave this damn theater. And then, and then nobody else is, like, making any noise. And I'm over here in the back going,
not all running in your mouth.
Literally. And I'm, like, trying not to make any noise. I got hands over my mouth. Pissed. You're going up to the bathroom every 3 seconds.
I got the big goal.
So did I.
I know, but you're... I'm like... You know how
I was
I
really
am.
Focused in the movie that time.
Yeah, I didn't absorb the drink.
It I'm all really just dedicated when it comes to movies I actually want to go watch. Yeah. And when we went to go watch, what was it, New Moon first in theaters, and I was sick, and I kept having to get up to throw up, and I kept coming back and be like, I missed the entire movie that we went, and I didn't see any of it.
You're all, wait, he's a wolf?
Yeah. I, like, my favorite thing was, you know how they have, like, the light fixations? And I threw up in one of
I
those.
I know. And everybody was, stinks.
It smelled horrible. And I'm like, I'm like, it's not me.
You look like the thing when it got its essence sucked out. And it's all,
yeah.
You're all sick face, your eyes all sunken in.
I remember, like, it was so distinctive. I went into the bathroom. Like, I can remember exactly how the bathroom looked. And there were so many women in there. I was like, why the hell are there so many people in here? And I go over to the sink. The sink. And I go,
right. Oh, no, you did not. Oh, my God. I've never heard that story before.
In front of all those women, I threw up. Because I had already gone to the bathroom to throw up the first time. So I've already gone in the toilet.
Yeah.
And I just could not hold it any longer.
Oh, my God.
And I went in the sink. And these people look over. They're like, huh. They were horrified. They're like, are you okay? And I was like, don't touch me. Like, these are strangers. And I go back and of course we're in the middle of the back row, so I'm crawling over seven other people being like,
oh.
Excuse me. And then people are like so fed up with me, like, I'm just trying to watch this damn movie about a man turning into a dog.
Like, fly. Yeah, there was,
and I spilled all my Skittles on the floor.
Yes. There was one, the Skittles that sounded like raindrops hitting like somebody dropped a bag of nails. Like, and they just kept going. I'm like, this is the biggest bag of Skittles I've ever heard.
It's just stupid little boxes. Yeah. And there's so many in there. And I drop them every time we go to the theater. Yeah. There's never a time when those don't fall. And they just keep going. And it's always at the dead silent parts of the movie.
There's the dialogue going on and they're like...
I look over slowly at your face and just
can you?
I'm like, ooh. Or I'm trying to open it mid move.
Right. It's like love scene, love scene, love scene, love scene, love. What? The people on the screen are looking out at you.
Do you mind? Stops.
No smoking, no cell phones. If you're Beth, no candy.
I was just hungry.
Got the little picture of you with an X.
I can fix so many little. I went to Kroger once. Like, we were going to a movie and we stopped by the Kroger first to get snacks.
Sure.
So I can fit so much in my purse. And I was going with a friend. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to get so much candy. And it said $1, like, for 10.
Yeah.
And I said,
look, that's 10.
Oh, my God, I'm getting them. But it's like, so I'm going to, like, the checkout. And they're like, got enough? Got enough? Who are you?
You're like,
how dare you?
You got the... If you want to view paradise, softly while you're sitting there.
Well, the worst part is I got all this candy, and they're all in the little boxes, and then my friend canceled on me. So then I just had started eating a bunch of it by myself.
How much more do you got back there? You leave me alone. I'm starving.
Well, what I start doing now is open it before we even get it. Like, I open it in the car and then put it back into the box. That way you can just open the box and then put it up and then just...
I like that you're innovative.
I don't get nerds anymore either, because you can't eat that during a movie. There's no good way to... There's no good way to eat nerds during a movie.
Look. What do I get? You know what? I get goobers. And the goobers are just as bad, because this peanut's going every time you turn the box.
That's why I just stick my fat hand into the box, and just that whole thing becomes a circle. It goes from rectangle to circle hours.
I'm going to put my father out there. When he eats popcorn, he ruffles the popcorn. He doesn't just get some out. He goes and ruffles it to get some, and then gets it and eats it. But so he ruffles it. Yeah, it's supposed
you
to
and
ruffle.
I are bad about popcorn. We can't do that together, because then we want it and we butter it up to all the machines out, and then you and I both don't really like popcorn like that, so it just sits there, and then we feel obligated to eat it, and then we get sick.
And then we get sick.
And then we get sick.
Yep. Every time. Because then we drink all that drink, and I think the oil goes right to the top of the stomach, and it's like...
It's one of the drinks. The worst part, it's gone before the movie even starts.
Yep.
I'm just so thirsty sitting there waiting.
I know. It's like the desert in there, and it's like, what? And sometimes the hot, they don't turn the AC on until the movie starts, so the heat gets bad, and you're like, oh my gosh, why is it so fragging hot here? And the drinks,
like, they're not good for hydrating you, so you're just drinking... To drink.
I'm pretty sure they put salt in them so that way you drink more. Anyway.
I'm not mad. I still drank it all.
Yeah, and I go and get refills.
And you're like, do I want to buy an ice cream? Do I want to? How am I going to eat that? The ice cream's for pre-movie.
It is. It's pre-game.
I've never gotten ice cream at the theater. I always think about it.
Remember the dips? The little ice cream? They're like the little bonbons? They're like ice cream with chocolate and they're dips. Yeah.
God, those were so
and there were like six in there. There was like $15 for a little container of it. There was like six in there. And I'm like, well, I'm going to just eat all these.
Yeah.
I eat them on the way to the theater. I'm like, you know, walking from the counter.
You sit down, there's only two left.
You know, I used to call the concession stand the confession stand. I thought you had to tell the people things. It's a concession
stand. Yeah, I think this is one of the one things that make me so nervous. Like, I don't mind, like, placing my orders. Like, my friends will be like, who wants to tell the people of our order? I'm like, I got it. It's not a big deal. Like, after you work in the food service, you're kind of like, and nothing bothers me. But movie theaters are something else.
Yeah.
They just, I feel like no matter what, they're judging you. Like, horribly hard.
You want anything else,
Fatty? First, they're going to judge you for what movie you're going to see because you have to place your tickets there sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We had to remember for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Yep, because they took the tickets.
So first, they're going to judge you or they're going to try and talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. I don't know anything. I know that if he dies and turns into nothing, I'm going to be pissed. Oh.
Spoiler alert. Guess what? He fades
out. Crazily enough. Whatever. And then they're like, okay, what do you want to buy? Anything? And you're like, yeah, I'll take some popcorn. And they're like, what size, Fatty?
Right.
Damn it. Extra large. I don't know. I don't even like popcorn like that.
Right.
I like kettle corn, but not even that much.
They're like, you obviously want the big bag, right? Yes. It's value.
Right? If I get this now, then every time I come in, I can get a free bucket of popcorn. It might be... No! No. It's $25 every time.
Every time.
And then I'm like, well, do you want to eat a candies? And you look down and say, it's like they're trying to feed ants.
Yeah.
And that's all. You get like two per little package. These things are like I went to this like a child aisle. And they were like, let's buy fake candy.
They're the fun size.
Yeah, literally so small. And they're like, do you want any of this? I'm like, damn, the Twizzlers look so good, but I'm only getting three.
Right.
For $8.
Right, and they still judge you.
Yeah.
And they have a loan department across the way from us so you can get a loan.
The ATM's out there.
Hey, you want to go over and get some money out first, Fatty? Because we know you're going to get a lot.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to have to. What am I going to do? Eat popcorn the entire? No, I can't.
I'm sick.
And then, oh my God, the worst was when we went to go see A Quiet Place in theaters, and we went to Target before, like, because it was, like, right next to the theater, and we got, oh my God, we got so much candy at this Target, and we just put it in the purse.
Yeah.
The never-ending purse.
It's like,
and, like, grandma purse.
Yeah.
And we go in, and we're going to get ready to watch it, and it's like being a deaf person watching that movie. There was no sound.
I'm telling you.
I was pissed.
The word quiet is in the movie. I'm already not able to go in there.
No,
I will be Coffee Cofferson.
That was me that one time because I was sick and I was coughing and you kept looking over me like, if you don't stop, we were going outside. I was like...
Right.
But yeah, no, we went to see, we were sitting down and like the movie's starting and like we had gotten all our snacks ready and the popcorn's ready and we're all sitting there and we're like, okay. And we're waiting for the sound to start.
So you can eat.
So we can start eating. And everyone has food. Right. Everyone's waiting.
Yeah.
No one ate. Louis left the theater with all of our... you can't even drink. Like, I kept having to... I picked it up and put my... Like, be like... But then, like, swallowing as well. You're just like, everyone here is you.
You're like... And everybody's all...
Yeah. Get scared because it's like you're terrified the entire movie.
Yeah.
There's no point in everything's happening horribly at all times. And you're sitting there and you're like, when's it gonna happen? When's it gonna happen? And then there'll be like 3 seconds of a gun going off.
Yeah.
And you really fast. It was horrible. You know, I was so mad.
I used to like to get the nachos, but to get you have it in cheese, and the cheese is in that plastic bit of it, and when you dip it in there, it goes crinkle, 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 because you're trying to get the cheese out with the last couple of chips, so it's all. I'm telling you, I'm. I don't. I hate the movie theater now.
But I love going.
I know there's a nostalgia there's to it that I love. There's just a feeling to it.
You get in the scene, you're like really excited about it, and you're like, yeah. And then it starts happening, and you're like, man, I really want to go to sleep.
Right.
I like the movie, and it's really interesting, but I'm so tired because you get so comfortable, and you've already eaten half the thing of popcorn, so then you're all full and warm, and you're just like.
Yeah, in Lowe's Theater up in Jersey, which I'm sure it's a lot different now, but they had like really big seats and they reclined back a bit. And let me tell you, and it was like the biggest theater in the world. And it would go back, and then you go back, and then it's all of a sudden. Yeah.
Have you seen the ones where they have beds? The really fancy one, and they have the beds. They have the options where it actually throws water on you if it's a water scene.
Oh, get the heck out of here! No,
that's real.
You're lying.
No, I'm serious.
It throws water.
Movie theater where they sprinkle water on you during the movie. Let me see if it come up. I don't know. Shaking seats, water spray, scented air. See the 4DX.
Wow. No. Now, in Disney World.
That would be really cool. I mean, because I've never gone to see a 3D movie.
Do you remember Disney World? No.
I have never been there.
You weren't there with me at all. I was just a young person.
How the hell would I remember that then?
I don't know. You didn't exist. Anyway, there's this one thing where it used to be called Mission to Mars. But basically, it's this thing where they have this little alien, and it looks kind of like Lilo. And that's what, like, Lilo and Stitch is based on. Anyway, it gets fried out, and it turns into this big monster thing. And then it, like, breaks out of the glass, and all the lights go out. And the seats have these things on them, like, underneath there's, like, little things so you feel it whip, and you can hear it through the speakers, like, breathing and, like, feel it running around and everything like that. Really cool. Really, really cool.
Oh, that you're going to say you peed yourself?
No, but I wanted to. Later that day, I did.
On purpose.
Yeah, I'm a pee pants.
Pee pants.
Anytime I can.
Spiteful peeing. Clean me up.
Look at me. You're 20. I don't care.
Not my car.
Clean me. Anyway, so after he dies Yoda style,
oh, God.
The other mystics hold a bit of a ceremony for him and talk about sending Jin off on his quest to find the shard. So while Jin sets
off. Tonic?
So while Jin sets off on his quest, the sexies try to decide.
The sexies?
Sexies. Yeah.
Sexies.
Well, how else do you say it? Sexies. 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 They're sexies.
No, you've been saying the sex.
Skexies.
The skexies. Sexies.
Stupid K. Skexies. That's a hard word to
when
say.
When you say that, I think about lizards.
They look like lizards.
They look like vultures.
Yeah, they look like that too. They decide who's going to be a new emperor. They're quite a nasty race. A Skeksi named Chamberlain goes to grab the scepter and to take the throne, but another Skeksis challenge him to do trial by stone. So the two take turns hitting this stone to see who will take the throne, and Chamberlain loses. By the law, he has to pay. And they, like, strip him down and banish him. They, like, take all his clothes. And he's just standing there, like, all naked and humiliated. You do it well. I can't do it. The other Skeksi is all kind of victorious, and so now he's the emperor. The crystal starts to call to the Skeksis, and they gather around it. While gathering, they see that the Gelfling Jin is alive, and they talk about the prophecy and send their horrible things out to
track. They're like giant beetles.
Yeah. Yeah, they send them out to attack him and bring him to the castle. That's actually what I wrote. They kind of look like beetles and freaked me out as a kid and freaked me out now a little bit. I don't like their little bodies.
So I don't like when things have big bodies and little heads.
I didn't even see a head. I just saw big body and legs, man, and thorax.
So. Thor, I hate that. I hated having to learn the anatomy of bugs.
Yeah.
Why would I need to know that?
Yeah.
In what situation?
I don't know. In fact, in case you meet one and they're like, hey, man, what's my part of my body or I'm going to kill you? And you're like, oh, thorax. And they're like, oh,
if a bug, you get to live. If a bug says that to me and it's like, what's this part of my body? I'm stopping right there. If it starts speaking English, kill me. I have no reason to live anymore. If you've evolved to the part where a point where you can start speaking, you're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do against that. What's my thorax? Just go ahead and kill me.
There was when I went in to get your ice cream the other day, there was a kind that was called black something, but it looked like it said black widow. And it made me think, I'm like, I thought that said black widow. And the lady girl was like, yeah, everybody always does. And I'm like, that made me think of Rick and Morty, like with the spiders, but they have the ice. Remember? They go for ice cream. They're like, why are there bugs in it? Because the spiders had taken over or had become friend or whatever. Yeah, and she's like,
I think it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I said it made me think of Rick and Morty. And she was like, yeah, everybody does. Everybody thinks that because they think of the bugs. And then they think of that.
Why aren't you special?
No, not really. I'm sure
you left and she was like, God, I hate that.
Right. Look, after you see how many people walked in after us?
No, I knew like you guys were gone forever, though.
Six people walked in. That's because Tabby wanted an ice cream and a milkshake, and I wanted an ice cream, and you wanted an ice cream, and her arms looked really sore because she had to scoop all the ice cream.
That was good.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, this movie freaked me out. Everything about this movie pretty much freaked me out as a kid. A little bit of trauma. So, Jen is still trying to find Agra and gets trapped by these noodle plant things. Agra shows up and talks to Jen about how he is doing, what he's doing there, and how he wants the shard.
Did you like the eyeball thing?
I did not. Nope. I told you, everything freaked me out. She all of a sudden, it's just in her hand. She's looking at him, and then she puts it back in her face. And I'm like, oh, good.
It was really cool because then she takes him to that room with the machine.
Yeah.
And it's really cool, like building designs that it's not animated, it's actually happening.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that.
Yep.
You don't really know having that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
A lot of effort.
Yeah. And you would have to think that it's all built above because there's people walking below with the puppets. So even that, it makes it even more.
Boop, 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 boop.
Muppets, not puppets, I guess. He follows her into the cave, and she has a bunch of sciencey stuff. This planetary thing that shows that the whole universe, and it helps her foretell the future.
I got one of those.
So, yeah, nice. So, Agra tells of the Great Conjunction and says it's either the end of the world or the beginning of the world.
What's your function?
Something, 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 and something, something, something. Aunt April's going to listen to this, and she knows it. All my sisters know that. I don't know it. I just know the beat. Bringing together words and
something. I don't know what there's a grade where that's all we ever played in class was nice. Schoolhouse Rock. And those songs slap. They are bangers.
Nice.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function? It's going to be stuck in my head now.
Hey, man, at least it learned. It worked.
I don't know. Was that like ands and becauses? Joins two things together like a train?
Yeah, sure. So, Agra tells Jen to use the crystal shard to heal the dark crystal.
Oh, the Bill of Rights one was really good, too.
Yeah. Right. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. That one? Fine. So, Jen goes through.
Maybe it's the We the People one, actually, is what I was thinking about. Where they, because then there's like, they send the letter and then it goes across to the sea.
Yeah,
and
that's all angry. Different one.
How'd that one go?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
We the people don't order form a perfect union.
You got it better than me.
That's how it goes, I think.
Well, you're doing pretty well. So, as I was
saying. You sound kind of condescending.
No, I just don't remember it.
Well.
You watched it a lot more than I did, and it came out like when I. You know what I remember? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I remember 11, the 12. The multiplication ones. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. I need to do backwards. 30, 27, 24, 21. I can't do it as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to do it really fast.
You just slammed it out pretty well. I'm pretty impressed.
But I remember, I used to, because I get all angry at Tabby because I'd be like, it's so easy to remember the multiplication.
Sing the song.
3, 6, 9. 12, so. 15, 18. 21, 24, 27. 30. I was hoping you were going to do it with me, and you didn't. I was trying to get a signal.
I'm sorry.
She just let me down. Letting School House Rock down. Did you ever watch Tim and Moby?
I'm a failure.
Is that past what your is time? It? Tim and Moby?
No.
Or Dr. Seuss. Not Dr. Seuss. Dr. Not Dr. What's his name? Doolittle. Guy who did the experience. Bill Nye. Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill.
No, that's after me. Remember, really? I was already an adult.
You weren't rocking with Tim and Moby?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Creepy. I don't even know them. Stop it. All right, anyway. So Jen goes through the bunch of shards. Stop. That Augur dumps out. And he uses his flute to choose the correct one. Like, he thinks back to them singing. And so he plays his flute at their, like, wall.
I think I remember that happening in Ocarina of Time.
Probably. Just about that time, the creepy bug things show up and try to take Jin.
The Beatles?
Yeah. Jin is able to escape while the things rough up Augur's house. Basically, it seems like they burn it up with Augur inside. We also see that Chamberlain is there, and he seems to be up to something. We see that the mystics are making a trek to return to the crystal castle as the dark crystal calls to them. We see a bunch of creepy characters in this land and see that Jin is kind of hiding out with the shard as he doesn't know what to do with it. He's like, well, I got it, but what do I do? While looking at the shard, he gets a vision of a Skeksis hitting the crystal and then hears a noise. He investigates it and runs into a little furry thing that scares him. Another Gelfling-looking thing comes out and calms the furry thing down.
Knock off Zelda comes out.
when they grab hands, they seem to share memories of their lives, which I thought was kind of neat.
And that happens in Zelda as well.
I don't think it does. But we find that this character's name is Kira. She uses a call to get this frog thing to lift Jin out of the mud. You didn't like that little frog? I see. I figured when you saw the frog thing, you'd be like, oh, I like the frog thing.
I didn't see it. I really wasn't paying attention.
Oh, man, that makes me sad.
There was a lot of words in this. You know, it's like, well, it's correct, but it's really wordy and hard to read.
Yeah.
That's what this movie was like. It was,
so
I understood what was happening, but it was like,
I thought the furry thing's name was Biscuit, but I think it's Fizzgig. So, yeah, Fizzgig.
What did I call it? I called it Munchkin.
Yeah, it's Fizzgig.
Munchkin dog thing.
One that you want.
I want it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It was cute.
We then see that the Skeksis eating one of the frog baby things. So that's sad.
I'm glad I didn't see that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The frog thing that lifts him up out of the mud has these two little baby things come up. And then the next scene is them eating the frog baby thing. And I was like, oh my God, that's horrible. So
I want to see what the frog looks like. I didn't see that. Ouch. This?
Yeah. No. No. That's how you look, yeah, at the look. Movie. No, we'll look later. I'm not that big of a deal. So where are we at? So these Skeksis things are pretty gross when they're eating. It's pretty horrible. They talk about the Gelfling escaping the bugs things as they eat, and then eat, and the bug things return. But not with the Gelfling, they have Augra. So at least she's alive. Yes, that's it. And it has little baby things, and they eat it. So it is. Augra is less than pleased to have been put in a bag and captured. She really gives a lashing and brings up the prophecy again. So they send out crystal bats to find Jin. Jin and Kira are in a boat, and while Kira sings, Jin starts to play his flute. And they have a nice little moment. Fizzgig starts to growl at one of the bats, and Kira takes it out of the sky, but it still lives and shows them to the Skeksis. Skeksis? Man, I'm just vulture things. Jin and Kira run into the podlings. So, these poor podlings.
This is cool. Did you know they have like a little book thing where they show all the little creatures? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, I did.
Okay, well, I
didn't. No, I didn't. It's pretty neat. And the podlings are the clan that raised Kira after her parents were killed. They have a bit of a party and feast, and Jin tells Kira about the prophecy while the podlings party it up. One of the podlings grabs Jin to dance with him, and then Jin plays his flute with the band. It's a pretty fun time until the bug things show up and tear the place up again.
Yeah, I think it's cool that, again, we get to see the tangible environment
be
destroyed. And, like, it makes you wonder how many times they had to film it, you know.
Yeah.
Only one chance.
Exactly. And unfortunately, destruction follows Jin everywhere where he goes at this point. Because every time he shows up somewhere, these people just get murked out. So, Jin and Kira are able to escape, as well as Fizgig. Meanwhile, a bunch of the podlings get put into baskets and taken by the bug things. A bug thing is about to get them, but Chamberlain stops them from doing so and then follows them. Kira is confused as to why the Skeksis saved them from the guard. Jin gets mad and goes to throws the shard, and Kira's like, "Why would you do that, Ma?" Meanwhile, the Mystics continue on their trek to the Crystal Castle. Jin wakes with Kira and sees the ruins of the ancestors that they are located. And they actually find the shard from where Jin chucked it. So Jin and Kira go into the ruins, although Kira does not want to look around. So what you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh. Jin finds writing on the wall, and it tells of the prophecy of Jin and figures out what he needs to do. Like, he's like it literally is like, oh, this is what needs to happen. And she's like, oh, this is writing. And she's like, what is it? And he's like, writing. It's the word stay. I thought that was really interesting. Just about that time, Chamberlain shows up and says he is a friend. He's like,
friend.
He tells them that he is... Thank you. He tells them that he is trying to make peace and asks them to come to the castle to prove that they are not a threat. Jin and Kira take off in fear, and Kira uses another call to get these creepy catfish face looking landslider things to come.
Yeah.
Those things scare me.
Yeah, I said landslider scary.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No. I really do not like those things.
I feel like they could just stab you with their arms.
Yes.
Just choke and get you right out.
So, yep, get you right in the neck. So they use them to ride to the Crystal Castle now that they know what they have to do. Oh, and Fizgig goes with them after throwing a fit to
do so.
Yeah,
I thought it was cute.
I told you, he opened the
mouth. You stay here. Yeah, it was cute, though. I liked it.
Yeah. At the Crystal Castle, the Skeksis use the device to suck out the essence of the podlings to turn them into slaves and then drink their essence, which is pretty creepy. I used to have dreams about being put in that machine, just so you know.
Oh, yeah? It made me think of The Princess Bride.
Oh, where he sucks out his life?
Yeah.
We should do that
movie. I like that movie.
Yeah. Only the Emperor drinks the essence, and it basically makes him younger. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to last very long, and the Emperor gets pissed. Agra is there, too, and sees this and looks displeased from her cage. Kira and Jin come upon the bug things that attacked her village, and along with the catfish face things, they attack them and save the podlings that were taken. Unfortunately for the fat catfish stripe things, it doesn't go well for them, and they get murked out, which was really sad. Because, like, they didn't have a horse in this, you know, a dog in this fight. They got forced to go fight, and then they got killed. So, the bug
That's
thing,
life.
I guess. The bug things look to be about to get Jin and Kira, but they jump off the ledge, and Kira uses her wings to glide them down to the ground. They find a path to enter the Crystal Castle, and we see the Chamberlain is still pursuing them. While in the cave, Kira wants to go back as she smells death, but then they run into Chamberlain, who wants to go with them to the castle again. He's still like, no, come with me, blah, blah, blah. Jin stabs him out with the shard, and when he bleeds, we see that another mystic bleeds as well. Chamberlain kind of tosses Jin, and a cave-in happens on top of Jin.
That sucks at the poor Chamberlain, dude, because he's just trying to make friends and be like, let's peace.
But he wasn't. That's the whole thing. That's his whole thing. Chamberlain takes Kara But Kira tells Fizgig to stay with Jin. Chamberlain presents Kira to the leader, and they decide whether to kill her or drain her essence. So he's not trying to be friendly. He's really like trying to just get back in, because after that they allow Chamberlain to come back and return his robes to him. So now he's not just all naked. Yeah. So it was a ploy. So they put Kira into the machine to drain her essence, and it's looking pretty bad for her, and her essence starts to drain, but Jin comes to her, like, psychically, calls out to her, and tells her to fight. Augur tells Kira to call to the animals to help her, and all of the animals that are in cages start to freak out and get free and attack the scientist Skeksis. He gets knocked into the machine, turning it off, and then knocked into the pit, burning to death.
Was his name Victor?
Was it Victor? Okay. I don't know.
No.
Oh. He wasn't.
No. I don't think he had a name.
Hey, I just call him Scientist Guy.
He's Victor.
When he dies, we also see that one of the mystics all of a sudden disappears as well. So there's obviously a link, is what they're, you know, alluding to. So Kara is freed by the animals, and she is told by Agra that time is running out. Jin and Fizgig are walking, and Jin falls down a hole. And it turns out that Jin is in a hole full of the bug guards, and they try to get him. But while they're trying to grab him, they knock a hole in the wall, and Jin escapes. It's the pit that's under the dark crystal, which is nice. So Jin climbs up the wall to get to it. He actually reaches the room that Agra is in and asks about Kara. The mystics are also arriving, and they are able to use their song to get the bug guards to leave them alone. So, and they're like, oh, that's how it goes. We also see that the Skeksis look to be gathering around the crystal as well. Jin sees where the shard fits into the crystal, and then sees the Skeksis gathering, so he hides a bit. And Kira also shows up. So as the Great Conjunction starts to happen, the Skeksis start to say that they will live forever, but then see Kira. Then they see Jin as well, and they are pretty freaked out because of the whole prophecy thing. They're like terrified of these dang Gelflings. They send the bug guard after them, so Jin jumps onto the dark crystal, but he drops the shard. One of the Skeksis sees the shard and goes to pick it up, but as he does, Fizgig attacks and bites his hand to stop him. The Skeksis then shakes his hand and flings Fizgig into the pit of fire, and as a kid, my heart dropped, because I thought he was dead. I thought, when he flew into that pit, I'm like, oh no, he's done. So, no emotion from you when you saw that, because you didn't think he was dead? You were good?
I mean...
Or you just don't remember? So...
My notes go, attacked and captured, no time, no rhyme. Shard for the girl. Dead.
Dead. Mort. Kara sees this and flies down to get the shard. The Skeksis surround her and she flings the shard to Jin, but the leader stabs her in the back and kills her. So the three sons unite, and as they do, Jin jams a shard into the crystal. Jim jams the shard into the dark crystal and it starts to glow white. All of the guard start to fall apart, and the castle actually starts to peel away the ugly walls to reveal, like, white walls. All of the mystics start to show up, and the podlings snap out of their slave state. Jin is holding Kira while all of this is happening, and we see Agra saves Fizgig from the pit, so that's a relief.
Yeah, because he was
holding on, because I was like, oh no. If they kill Fizgig, I'm done.
I would have been really upset.
So, yeah, and that's when I figured you would have been, like, really upset when you saw him get flung down the pit, but
it's Fizgiz. I was sure he was fine.
I gotcha. All of the Skeksis and the mystics take place around the crystal, and as they do, the crystal shoots beams into them, and they all join up together, like one into another, into one being. Agra shows up and says, the two have been made one. And one of the beings says the prophecy has been fulfilled. They talk about what they... why they shattered the pure crystal and how their world split apart when they did. Did you like what those things look like? Because they freaked me right out, man. And when they talked, their mouths didn't move, and I don't like that. So, anyway, the beings then use some creepy power, and Kara comes back to life.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh.
Good gravy.
Is that weird?
Ice cream. Then they disappear and go up through the hole in the ceiling, saying that they leave the crystal of truth to them. And we get to see outside, and now the land is all healed and good again. And then that's how the movie ends.
That's nice. Also how the Ocarina of Time ended.
No, it's not. I've played that game so many times, and that's not how it ended. So, overall thoughts on the film and your experience? Still meh? I mean, were you mad at the end of it?
Yeah, I was meh. It wasn't my type of movie. I don't really watch things like this on my free time.
Right. Would you recommend it?
No.
No. How many moves?
Two.
Wow. Two. That's respectable.
Because I gave it 2 points for the fact that it was Muppets.
Yeah.
And the cool background and such. That and was stuff interactive. Like that. Favorite character?
Fizgig.
Mine was, the munchkin dog thing.
Fizgig.
Least favorite character? Mine was knockoff Zelda.
Kira?
Sure.
Mine is Chamberlain. So,
favorite scene.
Favorite scene is gonna be when he's at the beginning and he's the naked little.
Why is that your favorite joking. Scene? Oh my gosh!
I'm joking. It's when they're flashing to him being when he's thinking about the shard and they're showing all the different animals in the land.
Like every time I hear skin. Shard, I hear short.
I know, me too. Every time I say and write it,
short.
That's what I thought too, and I'm like, wow, that's not cool.
Shit. My favorite scene was anytime the dude went,
That's fantastic. That's great. So, you ready for some trivia?
Yeah, hit me with some trivia.
Cool. Jim Henson's plan with this movie was to get back to the darkness of original Brothers Grimm fairy tales. He felt that children liked the idea of being scared and that this was a healthy emotion for them to deal with. So he really did want to scare kids. So guess what? He did. Congratulations, Jim Henson. You scared me as a child. Early drafts of the script featured Jen and Kara traveling through the underworld where they encountered a race of underground mining creatures. The concept was later integrated into Fraggle Rock.
The hell is that?
You don't know Fraggle Rock? Oh, man.
Should I look it up?
No, you don't need to. That's fine. It's a great show. It was an absolutely fantastic show.
Wrong tab.
So, you looking it up?
I might as well.
All right. Fraggle Rock. Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Dance, please play. Down in Fraggle Rock. Work today, wrap it up, wrap it up. No, you jerk. So, at the time it was made, it was hailed as the only live action movie in which a human character makes no appearance, with the exception of some wide shots of like the Gelflings. It would have been the first live action movie where no human actors appeared. So, it's I hate that thing. The Gartham costumes, which I believe are the beetle things, were so heavy that the performers had to be hung up on racks every 5 minutes to rest while still in costume. Like that's pretty intense.
Damn.
Yeah, to think about. So anyway, let's see where we're at. I'm just curious. So yeah. This is a very short episode for us.
Right,
and
now?
That's even, we're under an hour.
Well.
But that's okay. Again, after coming off of an almost 2 hour episode, an hour episode will deal. So unless you've got anything else.
Oh, but I do not.
Nah. All right. So we're going to wrap this one up tonight. I'd like to thank everyone for stopping by and listening to our 45th episode. We definitely appreciate it more than you could imagine. Of course, the best way to say you love us is to give us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can always email us at theyesteryearpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter is twitter.com/yesteryearpcast. Instagram, instagram.com/yesteryearpodcast. Facebook, facebook.com/yes2yearpodcast. We do have our private group, the Truffle Shufflers. Our secret question is the host names, James and Beth. We have our awesome, the yes2yearpodcast.com website. You can hit us up there. You can listen in to episodes. You can leave us reviews. You can leave us voicemails. You can do all kinds of stuff. You can hit up all of our awesome affiliates. If you're going to do anything through Amazon.com, go there and click it first. So that way we can get some cool credit. That'd be awesome. Patreon.com/the nostalgia group. If you'd like to listen to other episodes and support us in that kind of way. Shout out to Greg Revan for our intro and outro music. And as always, we love you. Say goodnight, Beth.
Goodnight, everyone.